awesome, uncensored, jaw-dropping information, plus funny memes, good deeds, and loads of laughs. Kind of have it all. Ladies and gentlemen, if your soul's awake, then welcome, because you're in the right place. Hey, you divine lions and lionesses, you amazing sovereign souls, look at this. Powerful, affordable X39 patches help regenerate your stem cells. These were developed for Navy SEALs. Burns up to 500 calories, acts like a wearable med bed on your body. So you get to wear your natural wellness daily. Order X39 now at catchthelifewave.com. There's Monday to Friday phone support, so you can go there. There's Zooms, and there's a 100% 90-day money-back guarantee at catchthelifewave.com. The X39, there is nothing else like it. Help activate stem cells, reverse aging, and rejuvenate your life at catchthelifewave.com. Or welcome back to the Sovereign Soul Show, the Divine Lions and Lionesses. I'm your host, Brad Wozni. Been a Reiki master a decade, practicing 23. Know about all of my experiences. If you don't, been pretty interesting having a little stint in the Canadian Light Infantry as a soldier, ground pounder, as you'd say, and wildfire hell attack firefighter. And I'll expand on this a little bit because of the relevance with what we're going to cover here over these next 45 minutes. Which the Trump team and Trump and the White House have been putting out is amazing. So for those of you who don't know, you know, I was in a position after being a hell attack fire ranger for a little while, and I was down at Ground Zero, right, working for Rim Blackberry those days, based out of West 57th and Broadway hotels, by the way, you know, because it couldn't have offices down there, going down, you know, every 2 or 3 weeks or every other week, depending on the pace. Live in New York City for the week, come on back up. So I was also part of the, attached to the Pentagon team for BlackBerry those days. And that was because I was overseeing and running directly the relationships for RIM, BlackBerry, and basically it was this co-CEO and my president and me to EDS, Booz Allen Hamilton, Accenture, Deloitte Consulting, right? All these systems integrators is how they were classified in tech at that time. So I had the unique experience where I was the only one of two who were active in New York City. And when they dropped the three World Trade Center towers, remember, number 7 came down 5 hours in its footprint after the other two. Now we know directed energy, thermite, dustification, etc., right? And then when I got back down there, after they opened the airspace and one of the first planes back in, I was at Ground Zero, the rescue effort still going on, because BlackBerry was the only thing that could triangulate people in the rubble who were still alive. And then I was flown up to the Pentagon and then ended up 18 stories below it. Now, also because I was part of the RIM team DOD through my affiliation I shared with you earlier, we have all the emails, the missiles hitting the Pentagon, the colleagues and peers of mine, you know, who died or were leaving, getting out of the towers, rushing, whatnot, even Building 7. And that's, I'm going to bring that back here later in this live stream. But the cool thing I want everybody to know right now, since we stand for love, levity, and liberty, right? Love is the greatest power in the universe. And that's where we come from, our great omnipresence of divinity, GOD, the almighty, all-loving, knowing, father and mother, the great creator spirit, source. And levity is about vibration and also laughter. That gives us liberty, libertas, freedom. We just saw Trump say on the 20th, MLK Day, Inauguration Day, this is Liberation Day. And the golden age of prosperity for America starts today. Pretty amazing. Now, I'm going to go over a couple of things. You keep seeing the trailer, and this is very important, right? Because part of my soul's purpose is to uplift the consciousness of mankind through song and story. The story about the X39 patch, American-made, MAHA-approved, you've seen multiple pictures, of RFK Jr. wearing it at the gym, right? Thin as a couple of hairs, size of a quarter, right? Comes in a sleeve, an envelope, 30-day supply right here. You take it out, you lift it up, take it out. It's got a 3M medical adhesive on it. Back, put it on your C7 spot where your shoulders meet your spine. And you wear it for 12 hours. What does it do? The frequency leaving our body, like we are light beings, beings of light, that sends it back into our body, kind of like a satellite dish is pretty cool, bounces it back into our body, and it activates our copper peptides, which then activate all of our stem cells, regenerate them, those who went to sleep as we age, 2,000 to 6,000 of them. Then they immediately activate the 4,200 genes in our body. Over 170 patents issued or pending. There's over 150 which have been issued. One of those is reversing aging. Same thing with root, right? Root, the nutrition. You've seen that here too. Reverses aging, has a patent on it. So when I share these things, it is all for the greater purpose of uplifting the consciousness of mankind. Now, I've had incredible healing miracles as a result of these. Many people know about the molar story. Many people know about the shoulder story. And every single Sunday night on our Doc Talk Live for all customers and our brand partners, it is amazing to hear. We had over almost 1,000 on our live Zoom with benevolent doctors and nutritionists who share these stories. Now we have Make America Healthy Again. We're going to get to that in a few moments. The key thing is that America will be and is now with the policies enacted you're seeing from the PEDS, disguised as executive orders, but we have to say that in public, and Trump has to say it in public for many of those who are waking up, the Presidential Emergency Action Directives, and he also said that in a conference yesterday. I signed an emergency action directive. He put it out there. There you go. Just like Derek said on our show Tuesday. Wednesday. So here we are. We know what's going on with Big Pharma. We're going to talk about those EOs as well that he signed. It's really powerful. So the golden age of prosperity is here. First of all, your health is your wealth. And then we're looking at the financial side. Spiritual would be number one, as far as I'm concerned. And then you have your health, your temple is number two. And then sure, you can look at what's coming up. So I just wanted to share with you all that, yes, we're live at Mima. Yep, okay, great. So, and Stevens Norman, yeah, awesome. Great to see you as well in here too. Let me take you over here to this beautiful little example of that golden age of prosperity. So it was finally referenced. Well, it's been referenced a few times. It was referenced once again on Fox News yesterday. Remember the U.S. debt clock start going active in 2022 and everybody's like, wow, look at this, right? Well, they now have the Department of Government Efficiency. Now, I've opened the window here, and I'll go there now.org, and you can click on the open secret window, and what does it say? Right? Let me zoom it in here for everybody. It says, the American super cycle, a golden age of wonders. And look at the crosses here. Beautiful. And you have the Doge clock, the Department of Government Efficiency clock. I love it. $15,612,000,000 saved already, and it keeps counting up and up and up. We're going to talk about that. So, future USA Treasury dollars, look how this, all these reveals are here for people to see as you go through. Pretty cool. So another thing is on Doge, and they're using the figurehead of Elon 2.0, which is great, I believe, and bringing people together around it with the Department of Government Efficiency. You know, there was just announced that there's $100 billion, which Elon is found and cut on football programs from the government. So here we go. We're talking about the Bureau of Halftime Security Agency was created with a $20 million budget. And what were they supposed to do? They, if their wardrobe malfunctions in halftime, they were going to go fix them. $20 million. There was the National Cleat. This is where how they were laundering money from the taxpayers, right? National Cleat Safety Administration testing cleats, the Department of Gatorade Color and Uniformity, which ensured sideline Gatorade colors to match team branding. Offensive line weight optimization task force to make sure the monthly weigh-in so linemen can be healthy and are eating kale salad. So they're out the window. There is literally a federal foam finger safety association and a national tailgate bureau with a $9 million annual budget regulating beer pong table dimensions, barbecue standards. Now, you got to laugh at these things. Many of the other things which have been discovered, like $3 billion that the EPA had in their budget for DEI, the diversity, exclusion, and inclusion, or the DIE, right? Well, out it goes. And that exposure and the redonkulous regulations coming around it is something really, really powerful, which is going on for you. Rhodiola 150. Thank you, Brad, for all you do. Hi, how are you? I'm on LifeWay Pages, husband, 3 months now. Your contribution does meet your life purpose, as you just said. Thank you. Yeah. And hopefully you got our email. The Vision 2025 is tomorrow. And so you're going to hear directly and watch online. And it's good. The recording's for good for 30 days for everybody. And so now you have the revealing through your LifeWay. We've got the free energy cells and devices coming out that are rolling out. And the life water, God's water, heavenly water, all that is coming out, right? Some of those results with their clinical studies are 15 seconds for some of them. So yeah, stay tuned to that. You would have got an email from us, and we've been talking about it multiple times a week for weeks on end. The Vision 2025 conference tomorrow is $29 for the ticket online. So just go to the email that we've sent out. You've got it right there, and then it's good for 30 days. So you're literally at the forefront of pioneering technology that is coming back, and as Trump has continued to say, we'll have the cleanest air and the cleanest water of any country. Okay, so really, really cool. Well done. And I'll put the link in here if anybody get the core pack, right? Minimum, you can grab 30% off on it. It's got 100% money back guarantee. It's only because it's in the chat from Rhodiola right now. Thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, you can jump on our Zooms and, you know, text us, call us, get part of the team and share that. And then when you have all your friends, family, community, right, you're like, how about free energy for your home? There you go. Here's your free energy cell. That's coming up. And then, you know, the light water. We only need to drink 1 8-ounce glass of water a day. That's it. And some people have had healing results and miracles in like 15 seconds. All clinically documented. It's pretty amazing. All right. So lots more to be revealed tomorrow, and you're going to hear it directly from the inventor himself. It's called Spock in College, so that was his nickname. I want to take you over right now to the other reveals that are going on. So remember the executive order that Trump had signed, which is, and these are the words, right? You're classifying the cartels as terrorist organizations and other organizations, air quotes, that's the quote, and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. So now they're enemies of the state, right? And I've shared before, you know, Lee Dundas and I were talking the other day, and I shared this with her. So do you think that means like that could be Pfizer and Johnson and Moderna? And she, her words, F yeah, they are the biggest cartels in the planet in America. So there you are. Now, interestingly, what you also saw in conjunction with that drop from that executive order amongst all of them, where an immediate blackout from the FDA, by presidential order, immediate blackout of communications from the FDA, the NIH, and the CDC, right? Now, RFK Jr. still hasn't been confirmed as a nominee by Trump for the Secretary of Health and Human Services. That he finally has his appointment on the 29th next week, January 29th. And they're really stringing this along, aren't they? They're really stringing it along, like they're stringing the J6ers along. Oh, here's a presidential order to immediately release the J6 hostages 2 miles away from us at the Gulag in Washington and all the other prisons around the country. And they're all just messing around with them, torturing them with the paperwork, taking them out of the cells, walking them up to the front door for processing, turning them around, putting them back in that cell or another cell, changing their clothes, laughing at them. It's pure torture. So that we're seeing this go along with the appointees, waiting for their nominations from Trump to get steamrolling. One thing about the huge Trump effect, he is just still getting after it again and again and again. So back to the EO on, there is a national emergency, right? Today he had declared the border crisis, or excuse me, the crisis at the southern border. That's the way it's phrased. And then obviously the national energy emergency crisis. So we're going to go over here to this video. It was posted by Tom Homan. Mike at Health Ranger had shared it just moments ago. And Tom Homan, borders are, is down in Panama City right now, standing in front of the offices of the IOM. And as far as I'm concerned, from what we've seen come from the IOM, then I would make sure they're part of that terrorist organization classification. So here's the video from Tom Homan. And you get to hear what he says directly here for the next minute. But the border crisis, and I'll just put the microphone up here, make sure we pick up the sound.
All right. In front of the IOM here in the City of Knowledge in Panama City. You've seen me here a few times in the last couple of weeks. These are the major scumbags running the invasions through the day. This is the IOM. These are the guys who send out the rape kits because so many women and children get raped in the dairy. We have some of those rape kits. They are actually containing abortion pills and that sort of thing. This is the United Nations. If President Trump is no kidding serious about closing off the invasions, we must fund these people to fund the United Nations. Anything less than that is unserious. So they need to be closed. And here's security. No, go away, go away. We're going to take your office. They always come out because they know they're doing illegal stuff. Call your security. They know they're doing illegal stuff. And they don't need to be here. They need to be closed down. Thank you.
All right. So there you are. There's just one of those terrorist organizations, United Nations, right? And as you heard Tom say it, defund the UN. Yeah. What have you seen just in the last, not even 4 days, right? Okay. Well, because it hasn't come to a close, 4 full business days yet. Pulled out of the WHO, spanked the heck out of the World Economic Forum, right? You had the crony Klaus, one of the top Nazis and son of one of the top SS officers of Nazi Germany tyranny, introduced Trump, which was great because Gitmo has been open for business and continues to expand. So I really feel that that was a wonderful soundstage, but anyway, whether it is or it isn't, does it really matter at this point in time? Because you're getting the information out there. CNN covered Jake Lang's release from prison last night. CNN, you know, because I had Cindy Young on the show here 2 nights ago, live streaming, and NPR had called her to do an interview. And she even said on the show, she's like, I'm not going to respond to them. They did nothing for us. So the way that this show, if you will, and I don't care if people are like, I knew before, I knew after. The key thing is bringing everybody together right now because you're seeing how that effect compounds. It's a force multiplier in consciousness. It sends out a harmonic wave of freedom and liberty. Plus, it also is backed up with that don't mess with us, right? Because it's a tough love that's come out. So we saw with the World Economic Forum yesterday, Trump speaking to them, went on for over 45 minutes. You had Brian Moynihan, you know, the CEO, long-term president of Bank of America. They're asking him a question, and he just, you know, put it back on him. He's like, oh, yeah, and Brian, yeah, you got to open your bank to conservatives. You know, not really nice what you've been doing. Or Jamie Dimon. You mentioned Jamie. That's Jamie Dimon. Bank, what they've been doing, debanking people, all that's coming across, right? Everybody's seeing that, right? Spoken from a guy who had his bank account seized, emptied, and closed at the hands of a tyrannical government. I can tell you, you know, I'm one of those people. And they just go, wait, you stand on the side of truth and freedom? You don't have pronouns? You're not wearing a mask? Boom. There you go. So that stuff's over, right? And it's working its way out. It's really incredible to see how fast this is happening. So like we saw with the J6ers game, they are just steamrolling over them. What did Trump also just sign? and we saw a video of last night. Here is the executive order for declassifying and removing the overclassification of intelligence and getting the truth out about the full JFK, RFK, and MLK assassinations to the public. And after he signed that, he said, "Ooh, that's a big one. We're going to get all that truth out there. That's a big one." He said, "Could you please hand that to Junior?" So what I feel, and it's amazing because I said, I felt over the weekend that that would be dropped on Friday. And we saw the videos of it coming out last night. And I think that's a great way for, if so, and it'll come out later today, then the truth and put out on the website, we can digest just like we on Twitter previously before X. The massive drop January 2 years ago was the assassination. The CIA assassinated JFK, and RFK Jr. then had said, "This is the biggest story of the century." That was his Twitter post. "And why is the media not covering it? The CIA assassinated my uncle. And how we're getting all this truth." So if that happens over the weekend, what a great way for the planet to digest those facts, those truths, and want to see retribution happen against the weaponization of the government. That was another great one, right? You know, removing the weaponization of the federal government, which also meant that anybody was corrupt in the federal government, that there's recourse. If anybody had done anything to you, there's recourse, right? Following law and order. And as he said, establishing the Department of Justice, overhauling it again, President Trump said, to make it fair and common sense. He also, today, I watched the press conference from landing in North Carolina. And remember, you didn't see Biden or anybody from right after the hurricane that magically picked up all this millions of gallons of water, moved it hundreds of miles inland from what was then the Gulf of Mexico, now Gulf of America, the Florida coastline and Panhandle in Texas, moving it up through Georgia, up through South Carolina, into North Carolina and Tennessee, and dumping it. And even Trump was dropping today on the press conferences and getting off Air Force One with Melania, saying, you know, we've never seen anything like it. It was more like a tornado and the damage we saw. And this was in October. There's I can't remember the exact number that was referenced. 76,000 homeless lost their homes. You have all of the dead. And even still, up until his arrival recently this week, tons of people of Asheville, North Carolina, and other communities without water, running water, drinking water, hot water. And they talked about FEMA. So he even already put it out there. He's like, "It didn't help. They're bureaucracy. They're terrible. I'm thinking I'm just going to have to, they're going to have to go away." And he talked about how FEMA responded to Katrina and all the infighting and the crazy rules and laws they put into place when they show up. So FEMA, there you go. And then right around that time, he mentioned, "Oh yeah, I wish Schiff was here." But really, did you see the news last night? What happened to him? I think he got hit with a baseball bat. So maybe that was the cabal just kind of going, "Hey, Schiff, you haven't got your act together." Pretty amazing stuff, everybody. Pretty amazing stuff. Now, hello from Australia. Fox 2021, that's great. You're here for the party. That's great. Yeah, Car Guy, totally agree. It's definitely going to roll out very soon, right? Look what just happened at the Davos conference yesterday by him beaming in and having the, what do they say, 3,000 politicians and business leaders. He's like, "Hey, you know, we're talking about the EU," and he gave his example of his golf course. "Like, I'm, you know, years ago, I'm building a golf course in Ireland, and I need to get an approval from the government of Ireland for something, an environmental impact study. It was something small. I got it in a week, but they said it would take 5 or 6 years to get it from the EU." And he said, "You know, eventually we withdrew that application from the EU because, you know, we had to keep the business going ahead." And then he talked about the subsidies and the tariffs and the energy and the national energy crisis. So one guy who is, I don't know, the CEO or the board member for claimed to be the number four energy company in Europe, and, you know, shipping, exporting LNG gas back and forth. And the deal, he's like, would you protect us if we had our gas, you know, going to Europe from our plants in Texas? He said, yeah, you know, if that was part of the deal, then we would definitely protect it. But then he started talking about the tariffs and the EU and the deficits, the trade deficits, how it was unfair. He said, listen, this is what we're going to do in America. If you build here in America, the 21% corporate tax is gone. It's down to 15. It's unheard of anywhere in the world. Come to America. We love you. He started going back on the fact that we're going to be number one in the world for AI, number one in the world for clean air and water. Now, that AI was also a nod to, here's what I fully believe, on the, let's go back to EO13818. Everybody has really gotten to know very well after Derek was putting all this out and a few other great people picked up on it and been sharing that, right? You know, which is, if you're involved in these heinous crimes, then Treasury is just going to seize your assets. So what I feel, when everybody saw the very first press conference from the White House, which is when President Trump introduced, oh yeah, here's this guy, Larry Olson. So he purposely, I believe, said his name wrong, Larry Ellison of Oracle, but he said Larry Olson, and Masa from SoftBank in Singapore, right? And the guy from OpenAI. And then Ellison gets up there and is like, oh, this is great. We're going to have these AI plants in Texas. And, you know, we can figure out your custom cancer vaccine for you. And we can, and you could be vaccinated. And look at all the people, the great whiplash effect, which is happening that way. Trump wants these AI from these guys who want to take over the world and vaccinate us. And everybody's doing their digging. I think that was pretty brilliant. If that was the true move, I feel that was their move. Pretty wild, right? Also, when he was on the runway landing in North Carolina today off Air Force One, he talked about California because he's on the way to California with the First Lady. And he'd also shared it in the press conference. And he said, listen, you know, we're not going to talk about what hit California, but something really hit California. Dismissing the word do. He didn't say that. And all of the reasons for the fires. He said, you know, they have the water. He went back to the water in Newsom. He said, listen, we have the bill for California to help them, but they got to do voter ID and they got to turn on the water. And he's talked about that many times, especially in the last week leading up to the inauguration event, the Victory Day celebration on Sunday, right in the Capitol Arena in Washington. He said, look, it's a massive, all they have to do is turn it on. Otherwise, they're just redirecting millions of fresh water, which even comes down from Canada. And he might have heard him say it with the World Economic Forum yesterday. Then he started getting back into Canada. And, you know, I was talking to Trudeau, told him he should be the governor. He's like, yeah, they're doing all this. We don't need them. It's a $200 billion trade deficit. So he said yesterday at the World Economic Forum what he just said again today in a press conference in North Carolina, where he's weaving in all of these huge clues for people who are paying attention that we don't need Canada with a $200 billion trade deficit where we're subsidizing them. And what did he say? He said it over and over and over again. He goes, we get cars from them. We can build our cars here. We get lumber from them. We have forests here. We don't need their lumber. We get dairy milk from them. We have our own cows we can get milk from. So we don't need them. Now, remember, this goes back to when he was in Mar-a-Lago about a week ago, and a reporter had asked him in a live press conference, said, sir, are you going to take the military into Canada? Because then Trump was saying about, well, we subsidize their military, we help them out, we do exercises with them. So is this going to be a military invasion and warfare on them? He said, no, it'll be economic. So one of the other executive orders, if anybody didn't notice that he had signed this week, is while in the White House, and that one was immediately suspending foreign aid program to countries not friendly to him. And he even said at the World Economic Forum yesterday, he said, you know, listen, China, I'm just looking for it to be fair. He goes, it doesn't mean like we win more than they win. It just needs to be fair. And right now it's not fair. So no, we're not doing that. There you go, right? Now, when you look at common law, you look at the law of the land, you look at mankind, the divine natural law, there's a balance, right? Win, win. That's what all it comes back to. I mean, even in the indoctrination school of Wilfrid Laurier University I went to, my honors economics program, starting there and doing business 111, and everybody, you were in that school, you know, it's like, yeah, make it win-win or win-win-win-win-win. And the cabal doesn't want that, right? He also talked about the fact that, nice one, Lily White. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Got it. And Jumper Jed, nice to see you here too. Good day from you as well. And Car Guy, you're welcome. Thank you very much for stating that. Appreciate it. Let me finish off with the Canada thing, right? Because again, these are the comps. And then you're seeing Tom Holman in Panama City, right? Talking about the IOM, and we're taking back the Panama Canal. And he said, look, you know, he goes, we can work together if they were a state. And here are his words that he said today, just a few hours ago in the press conference in North Carolina at the hangar before he went and toured everywhere with the First Lady and the representatives. He said, you know, Governor Trudeau, when he was prime minister, there's a calm, right? He said, you know, I asked him, hey, if we pulled the $200 billion deficit, or pulled the $200 billion in aid from you, which is really a deficit, you know, what would happen? He said, Trudeau didn't have an answer. I said, well, what do you think really would happen? And he said, Trudeau told him, well, we'd be a failed nation. And Trump said, well, I said, then you should be a state because you've been very nasty to us on trade. And they turned the report and said, they should be a state. Then he literally said, I would love to see Canada be the 51st state. The people of Canada would get an enormous tax cut. They would get the military protection. Trade would be amazing. So here we are. So those are his words right here from today. So you know that this is about to happen, right? Also incredible what they've been doing with the huge Trump effect, you know, ixnaying the security details for Pompeo. What did Pompeo do? He blocked the release of the assassination papers of the truth for JFK, RFK, and MLK. So security detail and access revoked. Fossey and John Bolton, same thing. He literally said in the press conference today, because it was announced last night, Fossey, he's like, he can afford his own security detail. He said he made a lot of money. So did John Bolton. And then he said, they all made a lot of money. They can hire their own security detail. Totally trolling them. And President Putin, if everybody saw yesterday, was saying they want Fossey and Bill Gates for crimes against humanity. They want them extradited for crimes against humanity, to stand trial for crimes against humanity. So Fossey and Bill Gates wanted over in Russia. Now, another thing of President Putin, because we talk about Ukraine and Trump's, that's also a huge topic. Every day he's mentioning that. He mentioned the World Economic Forum yesterday as well, too. And he slammed OPEC. And he said, you know, OPEC, you need to lower your prices. World Economic Forum yesterday goes, you need to lower your prices. He's like, you know, millions of people have died in the Ukraine war with Russia and Ukraine. And he said, and part of that is your responsibility. You could have lowered the prices and you didn't. So he's literally telling me, like, you have blood on your hands. And the first question or second question came from a speaker whom I didn't recognize about the oil and the energy. And he was like, you just got to lower your prices, right? I mean, it's all happening. It's pretty awesome. Plus, he's talking about, you know, the interest rates and the loans. We've all seen what that's been happening, because charging annualized interest rates is usury. That's unlawful. If you go back to scripture, where did Joshua go when he got angry, right? Who is he angry at? What tables did he overturn? The money changers. So he's off to California right after North Carolina. He's in the air, I think, in a few moments. And to say, hey, listen, you want our help? You need that voter ID? And you got to turn on the water. And that's a great way to publicize to Californians to make them stand up to want and cry for action. It's pretty awesome, right? So we slammed the OPEC at the World Economic Forum. He said, he even told them yesterday, he goes, listen, in America, and he stated again in North Carolina today too, he goes, in America, we have the most amount of oil in our country, than anywhere in the world. We don't need your oil. So you want to do trade with us? Tariffs. Now, he also said that there would be a 25% tariff on China and Mexico. You know, so if it can be American made and you could buy it at home, why would you want to buy from them? And obviously, you're seeing the renewable policy kick up huge in a very, very big way. So one last thing on the Ukraine war, the clip's been going around today. Now, we know that Trump has said for a long time, he's like, look at this. The Ukraine and Russia war never would have happened if I had been elected, if Biden hadn't stolen my election. And talk about a perfect flip on the troll here. Amazing. President Putin is saying on RT that this Ukraine war would never have happened if Biden didn't steal Trump's 2020 election. Talk about squeezing the middle from both ends, right? It is absolutely, absolutely majestic to see what's happening. Great to see you, Wary Human from Alberta. Welcome back here. And very, very powerful, isn't it? So here we are at a point in time where that Trump effect has taken off massively. Now, I showed the debt clock earlier, and today I would really keep a huge eye over the weekend on XRP and XLM for sure. ISO 200022 tokens and what has happened at the Treasury. And yeah, I think you're going to see some announcements happening very, very soon, right? Because you're going to be leading the world in finance. Oh, and he said that too. We are leading the world in crypto. So America will be the world leader in AI, world leader in crypto. He said it at the World Economic Forum yesterday, with all of them sitting there. He also said, you know, Prince of Saudi Arabia, he's a very good friend. He's committing $500 billion, $500 billion to invest in the United States. He said, but I think we can get him up to $1 trillion. He should go for an even trillion because the States has been very good to him. He should invest a trillion. So by the end of tonight, you're going to see, and the normies cannot avoid it no matter what, because it's on CNN, it's on MSDNC, which is great, right? Sharing the truth about the FB lies, the J6 hostages, and all of that stuff right in front of their face. And then the surplus, which is about to happen in front of them publicly, of how the Trump administration back in the White House, in their eyes, right, in literally less than 5 days, has almost paid off the national debt. Wouldn't it be amazing if by the end of this month they went, yeah, that 34, 35 trillion debt, we pretty much got that handled. Biden couldn't do it. Obama couldn't do it. Hillary and Bill couldn't do it. The Bushes couldn't do it. We did it. And instead of them amounting the debt, we turned it back to a surplus for America. And boy, what an amazing time to be alive. Hey, I appreciate everybody as well. If you can see over here, we have the MAGA leaf. I haven't heard it called that yet, and it just came to my mind when I posted it today. So instead of the maple leaf, the MAGA leaf. But again, as we go, it's, you know, publicly going to be the territory, or they're going to accept our proclamation of acceptance as a state. Remember, as a colony, Canada was invited in Article 11 of the November 15, 1777, Articles of Confederation draft, welcoming the colony of Canada in. So how will it happen? Well, that remains to be seen. The proclamation of acceptance we know has been signed by some patriots. We'll see what happens from there. Everything has its time to roll out. It's also important not to sit back and sit here and go, you know, if you're Australian territory or New Zealand or the UK, right, is continue to get out there. This is the best time to lean in and be a force multiplier in sharing in socials and getting in comments and, you know, talking out loud in the community, wearing the hat that wakes people up, right? We need to be breaking massive amounts of cognitive dissonance to people. So thank you all for being here. It's an honor, a pleasure to be on this ride with you, Spaceship. Abnimikoi, XRP, XLM, and what? So these are ISO 200022 0.0022 digital asset tokens, which can run on RippleNet and the XRP ledger, which allows you to, because you don't have that with Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin doesn't have anything it could be securitized against. It's more or less like a meme coin, put it this way. But what you have in it is an ability to securitize the tokens like X and XLM. So for example, you can take the title to your property and you can tokenize it on the ledger with those tokens. You can get precious metals, gold, silver. If you were a country like Colombia, maybe your largest exports in Colombia is coffee beans, for example, then you can tokenize that. You know, maybe it's precious gems like amethyst crystals of Brazil, for example. Okay, I'm just coming up with it, with ideas. And you're like, well, the value of the amethyst mineral deposits we have is this. And so we're going to tokenize it on XRP. And this helps give us the quote unquote gross domestic product. Right. And I can't wait until we move back to the happiness or move over to the happiness index like they have in Fiji. And you're like, who's happy? Because, you know, they're really not worrying about money. What they're concerned about is joy and contributing to each other and living from joy. How amazing is that going to be very soon? Anyhow, yep, you'll get it. No worries. It's all there. You can just look at it online and you can see there from the XRP ledger and Ripple, Abimcoin. Those are the ones that have been by U.S. Treasury. Right. By the way, you know, it's also very simple because you're also well advanced now, spiritually awake patriots. Remember that you have the patriot awake and the spiritually awake. That is the highest level to be at right now. And to be functioning here across the planet at that level, that's where we all have it within us. That I'd say it's required for us to help people get to that point in time. Right. Because there's a couple things about this. We return to sovereignty and God. We're seeing that on the countries, then the sovereign nations. And Trump said it yesterday, twice, at the World Economic Forum. And he made this point back to back. He said, as of my inauguration on the 20th, the United States is now once again a sovereign nation. He took a pause and he said, a sovereign nation. Well, it's the city of Washington now, right? There's no more District of Columbia. Sovereign nation. So he is collapsed the corporation, leveraging those assets back against them. And now you have a sovereign nation as a republic, not owned by anybody, anyone, anything, like the cabal. And he made that specifically and spent time delivering that message, sovereign nation. So awesome. And talking about going to the prices, going back to 1954, right? Interest rates, loans, massive changes happening there, and it's all going to happen on warp speed right now. Very cool, including for everybody, right? Massive amount of wealth coming your way everywhere all at once. And I believe that's what's going to happen with the RV. We're not talking about remote viewing, talking about a revaluation on everything, is that will happen all at once. That's my personal opinion. You know, precious metals, the XRP, the true price and the value of that token, that digital asset, the other ones that are ISO 200022 tokens. So that's three zeros. Remember, three twos and three zeros. Amazing. And then, the new U.S. Treasury dollar and everything else, right? Iraq, dinar, the Vietnamese dong. I feel it's going to happen everywhere all at once, right? Because what does Trump represent? Winning, and winning big time. So it's really exciting for everybody to be here. And we'll talk to y'all later. Thanks so much for participating. It's amazing. I just threw this together. We haven't even put out any promotion to the live stream. We have upwards of 300 people on here live now from all other countries. So, you know, good day to all of you in Australia. Trust you're having a good Saturday morning. And thank you so much to those patriots on the other side of the pond, as we call it, right? And you're closer to the ice wall than most of us in the Americas and Europe are. And look forward to seeing you very shortly, everybody. And for those of you, once again, like we were talking about with X39 LifeWave, check your email from us. for the Vision 2025 conference that kicks off tomorrow live for 4 hours. And again, the recording will be online for everybody with that ticket for $29 US. It'll be available for 30 days. So it'll be really fascinating. I've seen some of the stuff already behind the scenes. Once again, you're talking about here's free energy, American made, right? Free energy. Here's your life water. You only need one glass of water, 1 8-ounce glass of water a day. That's it. Some of those healing results are 15 seconds. A little bit more on the X39, the patch technology, and a little something else is special that's dropping tomorrow too. American made goes to over 100 countries as we have the borders defined right now. And it's amazing, amazing time to be alive. So I would also ask and encourage everybody to keep the prayers out there for the White Hats and the Trump team and everybody else who's been persecuted patriots who are, you know, sitting around in prisons unfairly, whether it's the J6ers or Dan Oak up in Canada, so many others around the world. They're coming after, you know, got to lean in, keep sharing the truth, keep your vibes high, and have some fun too. Laugh at the demons. Demons don't like it when they laugh at them. And prayer and meditation helps dramatically, everybody. We'll see you all later. For those in the Americas, have a great rest of your Friday. And we'll talk soon. And stay tuned for messages from Allie regarding Root, right? We had Dr. Christina Rahm and Clayton Thomas, her husband, the co-founders and CEOs of Root, on the live stream from Washington on the inauguration. And remember, Dr. Christina Rahm built Relive Greens to cure her three cancers. I'm sure the FDA is not going to have a problem with us saying that now because she filed the patents on the Root products, all natural, wellness, American made as well, because they have the clinical evidence in the studies that the Root in the Trinity Pack 2 reverses autism, reverses ADHD, reverses Alzheimer's, dementia, and cancer. Oh yeah, the big C, reverses cancer. She has filed those patents with the clinical evidence, and they're part of MAHA, invited on board. So it's going to be powerful. Stay tuned for these brief messages, and we'll see you all later, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you are looking for groundbreaking nutritional products which revolutionize the way your body operates, you have to check out this cutting-edge, American-made, all-natural wellness brand. Root the Trinity Pack from GetRootNow.com is a game-changer. Let me show you. Zero In is the world's first quantumceutical, an all-natural, adaptogenic nootropic which skyrockets your clarity and creativity. Professional athletes have reported over a 40% increase in their performance in only 90 days. Restore is a supplement that completely restores your gut health, optimizes your true brain, helping you tap into quantum consciousness, also known as the God Mind, all together with Clean Slate, which gently wipes out harmful heavy metals from your body, gently evacuating toxins, including graphene oxide. Trinity Pack from Root Altogether helps you increase your performance, longevity, deep sleep, and have a far greater quality of life. Register now at GetRootNow.com to grab your Trinity Pack. Then hit subscribe and save to get $15 back every month. Trinity Pack has also received the gold standard, a worldwide BSCG approval, allowing those in the military to first responders to the NFL, PGA, NBA, FIFA World Cup soccer, and more, feel assured it is indeed all natural and drug-free. Trinity Pack even comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. So when you grab your Trinity at GetRootNow.com, you can feel good knowing it's endorsed by Tier 1 Special Operations Warriors, to lightworkers, benevolent healthcare heroes, professional athletes, and Olympians detoxing their systems and unleashing their greatest self from across the globe. You can also get rewarded for being part of the Root community. See you there!